Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of the love in my last podcast episode, our very first episode of the year. If I'm completely honest, that was not my favorite episode that I've done, only because I feel like I gave it a 50% in terms of effort and how I showed up in that episode with everything that I do, whether it's a podcast episode, a YouTube video, content on Instagram or TikTok. I always want to show up in the best way as my best self, and I want to be proud of the work that I do. And honestly, I wasn't really proud of that episode, just because if you listen to that episode, you know that I was still pretty sick in that episode. I was still very much recovering, and I know that I gave it all I could. I just wasn't happy with what I gave. But like I mentioned in that episode, we are giving ourselves grace this year. We are not placing unrealistic expectations on ourselves this year. And I know it's totally unrealistic to think that I could give 100% in that episode when I was quite literally operating at a 50%. So it just means a lot to me to have received a lot of love and support with that episode specifically, because I know I was not that happy with it. But we are feeling so much better now. I feel like I'm finally rebuilding my momentum and my energy. I'm not fully feeling 100% like myself yet, but I will say that physically I feel so much better. And I think stepping into this new week, I'm going to slowly get back on track, get back into a routine, and get back to feeling good, which I am so excited for, because just tell you, the first 2 weeks of 2024 were rough, okay? It was really, really hard, and I'm just so excited and happy to be back to myself, to be back and better, to create better content, to show up more, to show up even better, and I'm really excited to kick off feeling back and better with this episode specifically. So as you may be able to tell by the title of this episode, we are actually having a guest on. Her name is Chelsea May, and a little bit about Chelsea. She is a professional model. She's been doing modeling for a while now, actually, and she recently became a certified health coach. She is the co-founder of The Collective Ritual, which is an online community-based brand for women who are into mindfulness, mindset, health, and wellness. And then she also just founded her own brand, Sarah and Matina, which is a wellness brand. They have wellness supplements, and you might have seen me talk about Sarah and Matina. I've recently added her wellness supplement into my morning and evening routine, and I've been raving about them ever since. I've personally wanted to try them out before I had her on the podcast, just so I could get a feel of her brand and her products. I've said this before, but when it comes to bringing on guests on the podcast, they are very, very, very far and few in between. And I know if I wanted to like expand and grow my podcast at a exponential rate, I would have more guests on the podcast. I know that's a great marketing tactic, but personally, I value quality versus quantity, which is why I'm super selective. And I only bring on people that I genuinely support, love their brand, what they're doing. Before I brought her onto the podcast, I did ask if I could try out her products before we had our interview so that I can give an honest opinion and feedback. And I just have to say, I've been loving her supplements. So I've talked about this, I believe, on some of my latest YouTube vlogs, how I incorporate them into my daily wellness routine. So that's just a little bit about Chelsea. And of course, in this episode, she'll share a little bit more about her journey, how she started out as a model to a health coach to becoming a founder of her own wellness brand. And in this episode, we talk about all things health and wellness, from gut health, skin health, how to balance your hormones. Chelsea also gives us an inside peek week of what her morning, evening routine looks like, her daily wellness rituals that she does for her mind, body, and soul. And I just think that this is the perfect episode to listen to at the beginning of the year. I know a lot of us have so many health and wellness goals, and we want to create a more healthy lifestyle that's sustainable and practical. And she shares some really great tips on how to do that as well. So if you've been wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, or you want to make some changes within your health and wellness, but you don't really know where to start or what to do, and you need some tips, this is the episode for you. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I really hope you enjoy our conversation today. Everything that we talk about, from Chelsea's Instagram pages to her brand links and everything, will be linked down below. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hi, Chelsea. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, I'm so excited to talk with you, especially right now that it's the beginning of the year. I feel like so many of us have these huge wellness goals that might feel overwhelming, and I think you're the perfect person to kind of start off the year with on the podcast. So thank you again for joining me.
For sure. 2024 has good energy though, 2024.
I feel it. Before we get into everything, can you share a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
So my name is Chelsea May. I am a certified health coach with a specialization in gut health and hormones. I am a model, content creator, founder of Sarah and Matina, co-founder of The Collective Ritual, and I'm also a certified breathwork and meditation facilitator.
Wow, you are so multifaceted. I absolutely love that. That's one thing that really interested me about you. You are not just one thing. You don't just do one thing, which is something that I really resonated with. And because you do so much, I'm sure your routines and your daily habits are something that plays a huge role in you being able to do everything, which is kind of what I wanted to get into first and foremost. Can you walk us through what your typical morning routine looks like?
For sure. So I think it's always changing, especially with my schedule, depending on the day. But there are definitely some rituals and some habits that I like to stay very diligent with, because I do see a really great result from them. And usually I'll wake up between 6 and 6:30 is my goal. Mm-hmm. And then I will make my bed. I always think that just knocking that off the to-do list is always like a really good feeling. Tongue scraping for sure. Also amazing for optimal digestion, by the way. Tongue scraping in the morning before you have your glass of water. And then I'll have some warm water with lemon. I'll maybe go outside and ground a little bit. Fortunately, we're in Miami, so I'll just like step into the backyard and get that sunlight in my eyes and grounding. And then I will go upstairs. I'll usually meditate for around 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the morning. If I can do a longer one and I have a little bit more time for like a drawn out process, I'll do like a 30-minute meditation. And I'll sit in front of my red light. I have one of those full body red lights, and really just sit in front of the red light and take a moment. It's like my favorite time of the day. And then I will go downstairs. I'll make a green juice. I will have a little bite to eat. And then I will sit down and I will go do my journal prompts, sit down and do my affirmations and my journal prompts for the day. And then I'll maybe head on a walk with the dogs and take the dogs out with my fiance. And that's usually when like I'll pop in a podcast and choose the podcast of the morning. And it's funny, like we'll be on a walk together, but we'll kind of be in like our own little world. Like he'll be on like the phone with work. I'll be like listening to like my motivational, you know, whatever podcast I've chosen. And, you know, we're still in each other's presence. We're still connecting, but we're kind of in our own worlds. And then I will either head to a workout, and then I'll get started with my day.
That sounds like such a well-balanced, grounded morning routine. And you doing your own thing with your partner next to you is something I really resonate with. My boyfriend and I do the exact same thing. Something about being able to just do your own thing, but have someone like next to you doing their own thing as well, is really, really nice.
I think it's healthy to, you know, have your own practices, but, you know, still enjoying each other's company.
Yes, I completely agree with that. So on those days where maybe you're running a little bit late and you can't do your full morning routine, what would you say are like the three daily habits that you have to do?
For me, the first thing I always do is I tongue scrape. It's something that I started doing. I've always kind of done it, but diligently. I've done it for the past 2 years, and I have seen an amazing increase in my gut health. It's an Ayurvedic practice, actually. It's just getting all of those toxins and all that gunk off your tongue from the night before that you're actually breathing up every single night. So I would say tongue scraping. And then I will go and either have a green juice or a warm lemon water with a little bit of Celtic sea salt and some lemon or a little bit of apple cider vinegar just to get that digestive fire going first thing in the morning. And if I don't have time to meditate, I will probably put on a podcast while I get ready. Because I think listening to something inspiring or listening to something that like wakes your mind up in the morning is really, really motivating and makes you feel good towards the day. And if you don't have time for that meditation to kind of like sit in silence, I feel like that in itself can kind of inspire you to maybe later in the day you have a moment to sit in the car and just take a few deep breaths.
Yes, I agree. Habit stacking is a game changer for when you don't have the time to do like a full 1 hour morning routine.
Yeah, the habit stacking for me, it was a game changer. And I think that's what's really daunting to people when wanting to start all these wellness habits because it seems like there's just so much to do, right? You wake up in the morning, like, how can I remember to do all these things? But I think once you start habit stacking them on top of one another, they just start to become like a way of life. And then you start realizing that you're like, oh, I didn't like, you know, you're having your lemon water, but you're getting the sunlight in your eyes. I'm meditating, but I'm getting that red light. I'm going for a walk, but I'm working out my brain, you know? So I think the habit stacking 2024 is the year of the habit stack, more and more.
Golden nugget right there. Habit stacking for anyone who struggles with keeping up with their daily habits or are looking for a more sustainable way to practice all of these things. Habit stacking definitely is the way to go.
Yeah, I think when you like a habit, by the way, like you need a, it needs a positive response, right? So if you're doing something that you don't typically like to do, like, I don't know, maybe journaling is something that's hard for you to sit down and just start writing. Because I know for me, I go in phases sometimes. Sometimes I'm like very strict with my journaling and it feels really good. And then some mornings I find it really hard to sit and write because I just don't, it just doesn't feel, it doesn't flow as naturally for me some mornings. So I think that I pair mine with like my coffee, which is like my very like special coffee in the morning. So I know when I go and make my little latte, I grab my journal and I kind of pair those two together, have my coffee, have that like nice ritual and that moment for myself, and then I start writing.
Yes, exactly. So, how about your evening routine? What does that look like for you?
So the evening routine for me, I think it might be one of my favorites because sleep to me is just like the best thing ever. If you get a good night's sleep, I feel like your next day is just that much better. I can even like speak from experience. Like last night, I don't feel like I slept as well as I should have. And today I just don't feel as sharp, you know, as with it. So I think that an evening routine for me, an ideal one, would be winding down around 8 p.m. Probably, I'm a grandma. I love to be in bed. So winding
Same.
down around 8 p.m. I like to clean the house. So I'm one of those. I do not like to wake up to like anything in the kitchen. I want it to be really clean. So after dinner, I'll definitely do like a big sweep and like clean the house. I'll make myself a tea and I'll get a little bit of like dark chocolate and I'll take two of my Rest and Digest, my Serramittinas. And then as I'm kind of waiting for that to like kick in, I will usually have like a nice hot shower because I'll light a candle and I'll just like get like the warm water on me. I think it just kind of like really sets the tone for the evening. Get some comfy PJs on, and I'll actually do like a little evening journal reflection in bed, which I have found is super beneficial for planning the following day. I feel like I'm so much more on top of my to-do list and things I got to get done if I write it out the night before. So I'll kind of like sit in bed and I actually have a little portable red light as well that I'll sit in front of and kind of like get some more red light to counteract all that blue light that we're seeing all day. And then I'll write down my to-do list for the morning and kind of like how I want my day to go and how I want to feel the next day. Maybe like pick a word or an intention. And then I'll fall asleep. And if I have time, usually if I'm home alone without the fiance, I'll put on like a Joe Dispenza evening meditation and kind of just like fall asleep to it, or put on some like, you know, binaural beats and just kind of settle in and go to bed.
That sounds like such a relaxing evening routine. And I have to say, our evening routines sound very similar. And I will say, I used to be strictly like a morning routine girly, and I didn't really have a set evening routine. That's something that I really struggled with. But ever since I started taking your rest and digest supplements, I feel like I've cultivated a more consistent evening routine. And I have to agree that I'm now like, I love my evening routine. I have to do it in order to feel good the next day, to feel well rested. And it really has made a huge difference within just like my sleeping. I used to struggle to fall asleep, to stay asleep. And now I feel the rituals that I've cultivated have made all the difference.
For sure. A good day starts the night before.
Yes.
A good day starts the night before. I always say that with Sarah Matina, because Sarah and Matina, I don't know if you're familiar, but it means morning and evening in Italian. Mm-hmm. So Sarah meaning evening, Matina meaning morning. And I actually flipped it that way because I think a good day really just starts the night before. Your practices, your rituals, your wellness habits, and your digestion.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And I want to get more into Sarah and Matina and how you kind of made that pivot from modeling to becoming a health coach. But before that, I do want to ask, do you have any mindset or wellness rituals that you prioritize to maintain a healthy mindset? I was watching your Instagram stories today, actually. You were on your way to your event and you mentioned how, you know, you could drink all the green juices, you could take the supplements, but true optimal health and wellness starts with your mind. So what are some practices that you do to maintain a healthy mindset?
A big one for me, I started doing them years ago, and it's just something so simple, but affirmations to me are so powerful. Mm-hmm. Writing out my affirmations in the morning, and there's like a few affirmations that I have that have stayed consistent with me over the past few years. They've kind of evolved over time because a lot of them have come to fruition. But I think mm-hmm. that picking affirmations that make you feel good, that mm-hmm. invoke an emotion within you, maybe an emotion that you want to feel or feel already, but finding like your key affirmations and really writing those out in the morning, writing them out in the evening, saying them to yourself throughout mm-hmm. the day to just keep yourself on track and to keep your mindset, you know, healthy, I think is really, really important.
Yes, affirmations are so powerful. And I think the key is choosing affirmations that you really believe in and that resonate with you, because affirmations are not all made equally. And I know at the beginning of my journey, when my life looked completely different than what it does today, I heavily relied on my affirmations to keep me motivated and to keep my mindset positive. So I agree with that.
Yeah, they can be something so simple as like, for me right now, one of my affirmations is I am creative. I am inspired. Mm. Because I've been, you know, something that I want to start feeling a little bit more on a daily basis. So it might not feel 100% true some days, mm-hmm. you know, but the more you recite it, the more you feel it, and the more you really focus on it, it's really crazy how it starts to just become a part of you.
I kind of want to get into how you got into health and wellness. I know in the beginning you said you do modeling and you're also a health coach. And I think it's just so amazing that you do all of these things. But I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you got to where you are today. And was there a significant moment in your journey that helped with this transition in your life?
Yeah. So I've been modeling for about 14 years now. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, I actually enrolled at IIN, the Integrative Nutrition School. And I enrolled just because I wanted to learn something. And mm-hmm. I think that kind of started the journey of mine for health and wellness and all of these other certifications and businesses that I've started. And I tell everyone this now, if you're not sure what you want to do, if you're not sure of your passions or a new hobby or your purpose in life, just try everything. Mm-hmm. Enroll in courses, learn more. It could be something that it doesn't mean that you want to fulfill a career in it, but just learning that task or learning a new subject opens so many more doors and teaches you so much about yourself that you had no idea. So when I enrolled at IIN, I didn't necessarily think I wanted to be a health coach. I did actually do health coaching after I graduated for like a short stint. it wasn't really for me, but the knowledge that I learned from IIN was so invaluable. And I actually went back and got certified in their gut health program. And then I went back and got certified in their hormone course as well, because I just, I loved the school. I loved learning. And I loved how, like, after learning each topic, I started broadening my knowledge and growing my businesses. So after learning the gut and the hormone, that's kind of when I started the Collective Ritual with my best friend Haley, which is an online community and membership for women to ultimately feel like their best self through everyday rituals around that morning and evening routine. So everything around Sarah Matina and the Collective Ritual is really focused on that important morning and evening routine. And then from there, I went on to get certified in breathwork and meditation, where within the Collective Ritual, we do facilitate a lot of meditations and breathwork. Like the event I did today, I held a really beautiful meditation and journal workshop for the new year. And then that led me to Sarah Matina. And I just launched Sarah Matina at the end of October, beginning of November 2023. So she is a baby, but she is growing and I'm so proud. It's all centered around gut health. So that was the goal of Sarah Matina. I have always been the go-to girl for my community, my friends, and just the people around me when it comes to health and wellness tips and tricks, right? And I was always recommending all of these different products to everybody. Everyone's like, I have, and they were all the same wellness concerns. Everyone was coming to me with the same thing. It was gut health, hormones, glowing skin, sleep, and stress. And I found that these were the most common concerns and everyone was coming to me for the exact same things. So I wanted to simplify everyone's wellness routine rather than suggesting 10 different things in the morning and 10 different things in the evening, you know, and just like complicating it, because for the average person, taking supplements can be confusing. And that was the response I was getting from a lot of people. People don't want to overdo it. People aren't sure what the quality is like, the ingredients inside. So it can be really confusing. It can be, and it can also be a very daunting industry because everywhere you look, someone is suggesting a different product right now. So it can be a very, very confusing industry to get involved with. So that was my goal of Sarah Matina, is I really just wanted to simplify it by creating the AM, Glow With Your Gut, and the PM, and really covering all of our bases here. So we have Glow With Your Gut, which is our morning supplement. It is a pre, pro, and postbiotic blend for optimal gut health, along with an amazing organic botanical blend for glowing skin. So we have ceramides, hyaluronic acid, pearl powder, astaxanthin, everything for that glow from within, because we all know that our gut and our skin are directly correlated. And then we have the Rest and Digest, which is for optimal sleep, optimal digestion, and stress release. So we have an enzymatic blend for digestion while you sleep. So that gut health overnight. It's also really amazing if you're coming home from dinner and you're just have any sort of discomfort, taking the Rest and Digest is going to be for you. And it also helps you sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
We have no melatonin in it as well. So no habit forming ingredients. We're going to help promote your body's natural melatonin and serotonin production. And then we have some GABA and L-theanine for that balanced cortisol levels. So the both of these together, we call it the duo, really are going to have you covered for gut health around the clock.
I have to say, I think you definitely achieved your goal in simplifying the wellness supplements and the routines, because ever since adding them into my routine, it's been so easy. And I've definitely noticed a difference. I'm not just saying that, like, you know, I want, before I had you on the podcast, I wanted to try the supplements myself. And I have to say, I love them. And it's been so easy to add into my routine. And thank you for creating such an amazing product.
Thank you so much. That makes me so happy to hear, like, all of the testimonials and all the good feedback just make this all worth it. And I can't wait.
And I want to get into more of the gut health, skin related questions. But before that, I just want to reiterate, I think your journey is a perfect example of, you don't have to have all the answers figured out. You don't have to know exactly what it is you're going to be doing or where you'll end up. You just have to follow that intuitive nudge and see where it takes you. And I really resonate with your journey because that was a very similar path that I experienced as well. I'm a certified life coach and I did coaching for a little bit, but I realized that coaching one-on-one wasn't my thing, but the tools that I learned in coaching, I feel I can apply with the podcast, with the content that I do. So I loved hearing your journey because it was something that I related to.
Yeah. And I think, and for me too, and anytime, no matter where you are at in your journey, like right now, for example, I can completely say that I've been feeling a little nudge to take another course because I'm looking for another sense of inspiration, and you never know what you can learn. And as I'm growing my business and as I'm evolving my business, taking another course could lead me down the road to another amazing product that I had no idea that I wanted to make because I didn't quite have that idea yet, but it could be formed. So I just think that no matter where you are, learn the things, do the things. It doesn't matter if you think it's going to be the end goal for you. Just try.
Yes. And you never know where it will take you. Okay. So I want to get into the nitty gritty of gut health, skin health, balancing hormones. I know this has been a trending topic recently, which I think is a good thing, but I also think there's probably a lot of misinformation and confusing information out there. But in your experience, what have you found are maybe some of the root causes of hormonal imbalances or gut-related issues that most people experience?
So stress. A lot of people don't realize that when we get back to the basics, and we just focus on our stress levels and our stress hormone, which is cortisol. I'm sure you heard all about cortisol. When our stress hormone is out of whack, we're going to experience indigestion, bloating, insomnia, breakouts, hormonal imbalances. So getting back to the basics, tending to our nervous system, I think is really, really important. And this involves meditation, breath work, long walks, low intensity workouts, just really focusing on our overall stress in our life is going to do wonders for hormones, skin, and gut, all the above.
Yeah, that is such a tough one, especially with, I think, the pressures that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. But I agree that it's such an important factor to pay attention to.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's just the simple practices, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier said than done because there's a lot of stress in our lives that come from external factors that we don't have control over. It can be environmental stressors. It can be toxins in our household, toxins in the world around us. So focusing on what we can control and not getting like super stressed on everything around us, which is coming back to our breath, coming back to our routines, coming back to our nervous system with that breath and meditation and journaling practice, I think is going to be really invaluable if you're trying to get to the root cause of whether it be a hormonal imbalance or gut issues.
That was actually going to be my next question, was what lifestyle or wellness practices can someone implement to support a healthy gut or balance their hormones? So it sounds more like mindfulness practices and lowering their stress levels and things like that.
Yeah, definitely start with the basics. Start there. Okay. I would say start with meditation, breath work, journaling, cleaning your home of any toxins. If you haven't made the switch to clean homes, that is can be a really big factor, a hidden killer, honestly. So cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, clean beauty, clean body care, all of these are big hormone disruptors and also gut disruptors. And they can also really affect your skin. So yeah, I would say that focusing on our stress levels is super important when it comes to balancing our hormones, focusing on our gut health, and focusing on our overall skin of our health. But you also want to focus on a diverse microbiome, eating lots of different nutrients, lots of different vegetables. This is going to create, you know, when you have a gut dysbiosis, right? This is when your gut is out of balance, when your good and your bad bacteria are out of balance. This can be from a numerous different factors, stress, environmental toxins, not having quality pre and probiotics in your diet and digestive enzymes. So making sure you're incorporating a lot of different fruits and vegetables can help with optimal gut health. Taking a really good pre and postbiotic, digestive enzymes, stress levels, hydration, Obviously, lots and lots of water. And I think starting with the basics, and I think it can be really complicated when it comes to the wellness industry, because there are so many things that we can do, and we could definitely get into them with, you know, not having coffee on an empty stomach. That is a really big one in the morning when it comes to that stress hormone and balancing our hormones, right? We don't want to put coffee on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. It's going to create an acidic environment for the entire day in our gut. I really suggest when waking up in the morning, starting your day with room temperature water. Room temperature water is ideal. And then you can go into all your other fun beverages, your lemon water or your green juice or your bone broth, all amazing for gut health. And then before you have your coffee, you want to make sure you have some kind of food in your stomach, ideally a protein or a fat first thing in the morning.
Okay, so it sounds like I'm doing better than I thought. I love to know that. Not having coffee before food is definitely something that I implemented last year, and it's made such a difference, and I definitely want to continue that habit. As far as I know, you were talking about eliminating toxics from your household, clean beauty products and things like that. Do you have any favorite home products, beauty products that you would recommend?
Okay, clean beauty. I love RMS Beauty. I love Osea.
Oh yes, love them.
I love them. Their stuff is amazing. As far as clean home, I love Branch Basics.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
A lot of amazing products like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, everything you need for your home, Branch Basics has you covered. And it's all non-toxic, so it's really great. I also love Primally Pure. Have you heard of them? They're amazing.
Yes, I actually have tried them. Yes, I know.
They're really great. And they have that new, like this new beef tallow, like moisturizer. And beef tallow is like amazing for your skin. So I started using beef tallow and I've really noticed a glow. It's amazing.
Wow. I will definitely have to check that out. All right, Chelsea. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. You provided such amazing, I think, sustainable tips that are actually doable and realistic and practical, which I know my audience will appreciate. But before we go, since we are in the new year vibes, what would you say are your themes for 2024?
Themes for 2024 is to have more fun, honestly. Yeah. I know it's something so simple, but as I was going into the new year, I was kind of searching for like this new sense of inspiration, I was telling you. Of course, I just launched my company, but you know, on a daily basis, we're always trying to, as a content creator myself and for you, we're always looking to, you know, create more and I felt like I always had to do more and do more. And it wasn't about doing more. It was about doing less and doing more of the things that made me feel good. Because inspiration comes from having fun, from laughing, from being outdoors and doing the things I used to do as like a little kid that brought me joy, like dancing, playing tennis, and just something so simple like that. That is my intention for 2024.
I couldn't agree more. I am on the same boat as you. I feel like sometimes we just get so caught up in the numbers, the details, like you said, trying to do more, that we forget having fun is also doing the work, and is part of the process.
I know. And I feel like, you know, just having more fun, like on a daily basis, especially as a business owner, right? Our whole days are surrounded by bettering ourselves, right? Self-growth. Yes. Like we're listening to podcasts to better ourselves. We're doing workouts to better ourselves. We're doing to-do lists and journaling and meditating to better ourselves. And then our whole days get filled with these practices that we forget to just have fun. And I find myself so serious sometimes. And if I have like a moment to chill, right? Or I'm driving on a long drive, or I'm not even driving a long drive. It could be a 15-minute drive heading to a workout. I will like go on my phone and I will find a podcast to listen to. Yep. And I'll just be sitting listening to a podcast. And then yesterday, instead of doing that, I just put on like this old school playlist on Spotify. And I was just like singing in the car, and I was just like jamming and singing. And I felt 100 times better. Like my mood was so lifted. I was like dancing and singing. And it wasn't about putting on a podcast to go back in and like do the work again on that 15-minute drive. It was just taking that time to just sing and dance was all of the healing and all of the therapy I needed in that 15 minutes.
Yes, I think that's so important to have that balance. And I think sometimes we need to give time and space to integrate the things that we are learning and that we are listening, and allow room for our minds, our brains to kind of decompress, because we can burn out from the positive things, from the self-development work. So that's something I'm definitely working on as well.
Yeah. And then it becomes like a job, right? Like we're almost being like, we have to do it, not we want to do it. And exactly. I want to stay in that space of like, I get to do this. I want to journal because it makes me feel not good, not because it's another thing to do on the to-do list.
Exactly. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but have more fun in 2024.
Fun, jam out, put a playlist on, you know, just have fun with your girlfriends, go for lunch.
Absolutely. So where can people find you, Chelsea, if they want to keep up with you, or if they want to learn more about Sarah and Matina?
Yes. Yeah, so we're on Instagram at Sarah Matina, SeraAndMatina. And I'm on Instagram at Chelsea May, CHelcieMay.
And I'll be sure to link that in the show notes. And I just want to say thank you again, Chelsea, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you have it, my loves. I really hope that you enjoyed this conversation that I had with Chelsea. I don't know about you guys, but I picked up so many amazing tips from this conversation. It's definitely one of those episodes that I'm going to have to listen back to and take some notes, because Chelsea shared some really, really helpful and amazing tips when it comes to creating healthier habits and building consistency around our health and wellness. And I'm just so excited to really take in the information that she shared with us today. Again, if you're interested in checking Chelsea's Instagram out, I'll link that below, as well as her links to her wellness brands and everything. Again, I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation and you were able to take something away from it, whether it was a wellness tip or realizing that creating healthy habits doesn't have to be as daunting and scary as it seems, or just the motivation that you need to start creating the changes that you want in your life in 2024. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.